the cats are all our babies, you know. So yeah. I see them as our family members, as our babies. We go in and talk with them, you know, touch them.
Enlightened viewers, welcome to today's Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, featuring the nonprofit animal sanctuary, Last Hope Cat Kingdom, the only no-kill animal shelter in California, USA's Merced County. Unlike typical pounds and shelters, which euthanize animals if they have not been adopted after a set period, residents of a no-kill shelter can stay for life.
Our primary goal is to get animals adopted, and we do several hundred adoptions a year. But if the animal is, for whatever reason, not adopted, it will live out its life here with us.
I just love animals. That's why I love that First Hope Cat Kingdom. For my birthday, I asked for donations for Last Hope Cat Kingdom for instead of presents. I collected more than $600 for Last Hope Cat Kingdom.
Cats are treasured friends and beloved companions to countless people. And studies have shown that caring for a feline has a constructive effect on one's health and well-being.
Cats are very smart, and they can get you, you know, they figure out if you like them or not. If they know that you like them, they'll be around you. And we can see different in the kitties. You know, sometimes the cats, they look after you, you really think a human being looks after you. But often I look in that cat's eyes, I say, my gosh, it's almost like a person is in front of you.
Co-founded in 2001 by Atwater resident Renata Smits and her kind-hearted daughter Mona, Last Hope Cat Kingdom rescues, cares for, and finds loving homes for cats, dogs, and other animals. From the time she was a child, Mona was always concerned about abused, neglected, and homeless animals of all kinds, and wished to have a large space where she could look after animals and give them a good life. Mona's dream began to take shape in 2002 when she and her mother found a 7-hectare parcel of land in Atwater that could be turned into a splendid home for animals.
First, we lived in Winton, and my daughter worked in a vet clinic where they put so many animals down who was healthy, people didn't want them. She brought cats with home, and finally we had over 10 cats. And she said, we have to get a big place. She said, Mama, we have to get a big place to save the animals. She said, it is so terrible, you know, every day to see how many animals get put down because people have no space. And it took us 4 years before we finally have a place for the animals where cats can move in.
Mona passed away in 2008. In her memory, and to fulfill her dream, Ms. Smits, along with a group of dedicated volunteers, has continued and expanded on her daughter's plan to create a large haven for animals.
It began as a cat rescue when Mona started, but she started taking in dogs as well, and we have horses and goats and a pig and some turtles and really any kind of domesticated animals that are in need are welcome. All animals are welcome.
And our place filled up very fast because the community call constantly. A woman dies, she has 3 cats. Can you take them? Otherwise, they have to be put down. Or the gentleman's getting sick and they say, I cannot take care of my animals anymore. But they're my best friends. And my daughter was always, you know, that animals are our friends, our family. We helped the elderly people first here. That was always our priority. So that's how we filled up our shelter very quick. We had up to 200 cats. And pretty soon it started that people called us and say, you know, we don't have the money. My cat has a broken leg. Can you help us? So what my daughter did, she took the animals in the clinic where she worked and she took care. And it felt good for us to help the cat. You know, that the cat survived and is doing so well.
Feral cats are different from stray cats, as they have no contact with humans. Ferals are born to cats that once had a home, but then were abandoned, or are the offspring of other feral cats.
So feral cats is actually was something very special what my daughter took care of. She started to trap the cats, and she actually got our volunteers involved. Sometimes on the day we had 20 cat traps set. In 1 year, my daughter trapped 800 feral cats. She made sure that the animals all got spayed, that they all got her shots, including rabies shots. And on some places we released them, but on other places we couldn't release them. So we find some farmers who took some animals in, and we made sure that they feed them. Right now, our dream is, that was my daughter's dream, we have 18 acres, and that was my daughter's dream to have everything fenced, the 18 acres, that we can have from the whole county, the fur cats, when people don't want them. Can you imagine what a difference that will make?
Homeless animals are exposed to heat and cold, receive no medical care, and do not have a steady source of food. To eliminate suffering, it is important to be a loving caregiver and ensure one's animal companion does not have babies unless all offspring will be placed in caring homes.
Spay and neuter is the key, and not abandoning your animals. Because a single cat can have many thousands of kittens, or be the sire of many thousands of kittens in her lifetime. So abandoning one non-spayed cat can lead to many thousands of kittens. Lives that will be brutal and short out on the streets. And so spaying and neutering and taking care of your animals.
It's the main thing here. That's the key.
In addition to animal rescue, Last Hope Cat Kingdom is helping to develop an innovative community program which protects animal companions and aids young people coping with challenging family issues.
Last Hope is involved in a program, and it's at very early stages. We're working with UC Merced and with Merced County to create a program that's called Break the Cycle of Violence. And Last Hope's part in that is that we will take in animals that come from domestic violence situations so that they will be safely housed here rather than going to the pound to be put to sleep. And then the families who have been disrupted, especially the children, can come out here and visit with the animals. And also they will work with social workers and such out here. So working with animals has been proven to help children learn empathy and help them to think of others besides themselves. And we hope that this program will make a big difference in the county.
What kind of feedback does the Cat Kingdom receive from those who adopt new feline friends from them?
And we have a lot of people, they come back and show us the kitty or write us the stories, what the kitty is doing. And you can see a lot of people are really in love with animals. And it's not only an animal, you know, it's a family member. You know, it's, and a lot of people, when they lose their animals, we meet them too, and on how sad they are, you know, because they lost almost a piece of them. So it feels very, very good when we adopt an animal out. Every time. It doesn't matter if we adopt 10 out or if we adopt one in the week. For everyone, we feel wonderful that they get a new home and a safe home.
In the early morning hours of Friday, December 31st, 2010, a fire at Last Hope Cat Kingdom that started due to an electrical failure caused extensive damage as firefighters raced to rescue the feline residents. All of the cat rooms at the facility had been thoughtfully fitted with doors leading outside. And of the 150 cats living there, approximately 80 were saved. But over 60, many of them seniors, were too quickly overcome to escape on their own and sadly perished. Upon hearing of this unfortunate event, Supreme Master Ching Hai sent a contribution of $10,000 to support the rebuilding of the sanctuary, thus helping Last Hope Cat Kingdom continue its wonderful work. On Supreme Master Ching Hai's behalf, our local association members presented the check to Renata Smits. They also provided a delicious vegan lunch to the sanctuary staff.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, thank you so much for this check, for the $10,000. It will make a big, big difference here in our animals' life. We will make more fencing that we can save more animals' life. We will have more feral cats here, homes. Thank you. If you would be here, I would hug you and thank you. We have so around 50 animals in foster homes now. So soon we recover with everything and rebuild. We will be open again for the community. Like, you know, for people when they cannot keep the animals and that, we have them open again for take the animals in.
It means the world to us to have this gift from you, Supreme Master Ching Hai. We appreciate it so deeply. Thank you.
Thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
To express their gratefulness for the support, Last Hope Cat Kingdom created a beautiful certificate of appreciation for Supreme Master Ching Hai.
We have appreciation from Last Hope Cat Kingdom to Supreme Master Ching Hai, and thank you a thousand times.
With sincerest gratitude to the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association for your compassionate gift to the animals of the Last Hope Cat Kingdom, January 2011, Atwater, California.
Renata Smits and Last Hope Cat Kingdom staff, thank you for all you're doing for vulnerable cats and other animals in Merced County. May the sanctuary always be aided in its life-protecting mission through the blessings of heaven. For more details on Last Hope Cat Kingdom, please visit www.lasthopesanctuary.org. Noble viewers, thank you for joining us today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after Noteworthy News. May divine love forever shine on all lives.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/AW.